I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 30th. Two adults are homeless after a house fire in Braintree overnight. Flames ripped through the single-family home on Granite Street right near the South Shore Plaza at around 1 a.m. The fire destroyed the home, but no injuries are reported. The intense heat and the remote area of the home hampered firefighting efforts. Granite Street was closed but has since reopened. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will officially dedicate the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center on September 11th at 10 a.m. The public is welcome to attend the ceremony that will also include Governor Baker and at least three generals with Quincy ties. The bridge will be dedicated to a total of 18 generals with Quincy connections and all living veterans and active duty military personnel from Quincy. The Chris McCallum Chiefs won the Quincy Youth Baseball Junior Farm Divisional Championship Trophy for 2021. The team had a 12-2 record and finished the season in first place before taking the playoffs in a five-game sweep. Paul Kearns coached the team in memory of his friend, 44-year-old Chris McCallum of Quincy, who died after a fight outside the Nickerson VFW post in 2019. Joe Murphy is running for the Quincy Ward 1 City Council seat again. Murphy has taken out nomination papers to seek the seat held by incumbent Dave McCarthy. Murphy also ran in 2017 and 2019. There are also challengers for the Ward 2 and Ward 5 council seats, and William Burke is seeking an at-large council seat. All incumbents are seeking re-election in Quincy this year. A traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open Wednesday at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 30th.